you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Wednesday, everybody, it's Crab Diving Live, racing at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it isn't that time, perhaps you are listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7, or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com, however, whenever, wherever, with whomever, under whomever, or if you're picking us up in a few light years on one of those new planets that we're finding.
Oh, yes.
Thanks for joining us. We appreciate the ear hole or vestigial ear.
Ooh, yes.
Kind of thing, that whatever you have that you're receiving us.
We are vestigial.
We're going to be here for the next couple of hours, slinging some e-shit at the right.
Yummy.
My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Greetings, Master Race.
Pardon my French, but you're an asshole.
I agree with Cameron from Ferris Bueller's Day Off, right?
Apologize.
Is that the movie? No. I was trying to think of the movie.
A Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Love it. But there's no life on those fucking shitty planets.
It's going down the tubers.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we don't know.
There's water.
We don't know.
I hate that.
Well, we don't know. Were you there? How do you know?
I mean, they said there's nothing, but it said they could have. There
well,
could
of
be
course, there's none.
There.
The Lord wouldn't allow any kind of other creatures to be built on any other planets.
I want space aliens. Well, it's bullshit. I'm reading through that old fucking article.
I think they're out
like,
there. I don't know if we'll ever meet them, but I think they're out there.
What a fucking disappointment, that article. I thought it was going to be like, oh, there's a planet there with grass.
What, we picked up like plants. I Love Lucy from
something.
Some ancient civilization.
I wanted hope.
Think of all the crap that we've put out there.
There's no hope.
For the universe to suck up.
Oh, it's garbage.
For every one good show we should be proud of that's been broadcast. There's millions of hours of crap and drivel.
No. The only good show that's out there is our show.
Listen to you. You sound like Trump.
No, if the aliens find crab
we're the
diving,
only ones.
If they download an episode of Crab Diving, they might not vaporize us.
Or they might vaporize us that much quicker.
Set settings on high. High vaporization.
So long, and thanks for all the fish.
Yeah. Fuck you.
Tweet us during the show if you like. If you're listening live at Crab Diving, one word, crabdiving. You can also hurl us a message over on our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving.
Hello.
Warm and kind, snuggle up to the warm bosom of angry liberals over at Facebook.
Right. By the way, shout out to my brothers. They're both listening today, I believe.
Shout out to the Pfeiffer clan.
And I think Jeffrey is listening from a tent in which he is ice fishing.
Wow. In Alaska.
Yep.
Damn.
Just drill a hole through the ice and
probably catch some fish that don't have high levels of horrible, nasty things in them up there, right?
God damn it. By the way.
Probably not as much pollution up there.
By the way, there's this story flying around on Facebook, at least. By the way, follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving.
I feel like a supermodel, except like times 10.
Oh, my God. 81% of all the shit sold
gonna bother me.
At the Dollar Tree contains chemicals that cause cancer. You've got mail, stupid.
Well, yeah, there you go.
What are you going to do about that, man? fucking Dollar Tree.
As long as somebody's making money.
My sperm, they're all fucked up.
That's all that counts, right? Right. And apparently, even more so now with the current administration, Republicans gone wild.
Oh, we got to roll back that odorous.
It's Republicans gone wild in the Senate, running around with their shirts off, flashing their man tits.
You know, I heard Spicy, a recent clip of him referring to Dodd-Frank as onerous.
Oh, wow.
And I tried to say that, and I said odorous instead, yeah. But
well, it's the
different.
Same thing.
Oh, yes.
In some cases. Odiferous.
Odiferous, Dodd-Frank.
We can see what's going on in the headlines before we get to some of the other stuff out there.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California, Dateline, February 22nd, 2017.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
Zoot alo, baby.
Over at... It's going to be awkward when if he goes over to Paris, right?
Meets he's going to have to go there.
Meets the president of, or the mayor, I mean, of Paris there, who they said, Mr. Trump, you're so stupid. My God.
Well, I mean, is his trip to London any, I'm sorry, the UK, any indication of what traveling for him is going to be like?
Yeah, certain places, until he goes to Russia where he'll...
Oh, yeah.
Lavished with urine fountains.
Oh, yeah, sure. They're going to pee right up.
They're going to fill the fountains with urine.
Right when he gets off the train, they're just going to piss on him. Right. They're going to be peeing all over
it's
him.
It's going to 21 dick salute.
Oh, yeah. He's going to, listen, guys, I don't want to be peed on. I like to watch people be peed on. It's different, okay?
Gross.
Or whatever he's into. Maybe he's not into any of that shit. It's just something they dropped in the dossier.
You think it's a lie?
Is no one at this press conference going to say, hey, Sean, does your boss like to be peed on or does he like to watch people get peed on?
I mean, if the gays want to go out and do their gay sex, that's one thing.
It's not, you know, I think the golden shower thing is for straight people and gay people.
Yes. I agree. Yeah, I think it doesn't discern.
It does discriminate. No,
I am of the impression that most people who need to tell me how big their cock is when I'm not trying to suck it usually don't have much of a cock at all.
Listen to the Hollywood Hick. We got a brand new one tonight if you're listening to us live on Wednesday, everybody. 7 p.m. it'll be streaming. It'll be out on iTunes, Stitcher, blah, 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 blah soon. Listen to the Hick. Always on the stream every day, 7 a.m., 7 p.m., and midnight. Out on the western type coast.
That's right.
For y'all.
There's always Hick.
The headline over at the Commie Pinko Liberal.
Hey, fate.
Huffington Post.
Fuck you, boy.
Photograph of our Eddie Munster, our Speaker of the House.
Oh, what's he doing? Is he on the elliptical?
Of Representative Snatches. It says, Ryan's word.
Yes.
For gutting health care. Is freedom.
You have the freedom to bleed the fuck out. Fuck you.
Yeah. Paul Ryan makes a simplistic case for Obamacare. You'll be free. House Speaker Paul Ryan says that repealing Obamacare is all about freedom. On Tuesday, he tweeted that he and other conservative leaders have the bullshit that they've said before.
Yes.
Quote. On the Twitter. God, these guys are taking to fucking Twitter now. Is everybody going to now start following Schittler and start just putting stuff out on the Twitter?
It's the age of the dumbasses.
Good God.
Short sentences. Condensed thoughts.
So
dumb.
Paul Ryan tweeted, freedom is... He's from Wisconsin, right? Freedom is the ability to buy what you want, to fit what you need.
In my ass.
Obamacare is Washington telling you what to buy... Regardless of your needs.
Right.
No, it's telling you you have a choice.
Right.
It's just telling you got to buy one of those choices. Or you got to get one of those choices. Or if you don't have enough shekels coming your way, it will be provided for you.
What about single payer?
Unless you live in certain states. where Medicaid wasn't expanded.
Oh, shit. What about single payer?
Hopefully, California, again, will lead the nation. Maybe they'll be able to pass something here where it's kind of like a single payer kind of system. And then when they see how well it works here, everybody else will be like, I want that.
They will be rioting in the streets for this.
They might not wait for that.
Fuck it.
But it's looking like these town halls, you know, where they're all paid by Soros.
Oh, yes.
Apparently he's got hundreds of thousands of people on his payroll.
Have you seen these town halls? You cannot buy that, the excitement and the eagerness to participate. I mean, that you're not buying that. That's real.
Well,
That's palpable, and right? I mean, it's not bullshit.
Typical dead hyena anus smelling hypocrisy of the
specific
of the right.
Yes.
With everything that they're talking about with this.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
No. What do you mean?
They were squealing about with the Obamacare for 7 years now to get rid of it, repeal it. And now
has it been 7 fucking years?
Well, yeah. And now,
why the fuck don't they have something in place?
60, 70 votes to just repeal it that they knew would not get signed.
Right.
But then they took it back to their fucking town halls and waved it around, said, look, I voted 37th time, 38th time to get rid of Obamacare for y'all.
Then now what, though? Right. Now it's theirs. Now what are they going to do? They had 7 fucking years.
Right. But they're squealing about these town halls and the hypocrisy of when they were organized into those tea loons.
Yes.
Those tea party rallies. Ooh. And where everybody dressed in red, white, and fucking blue. Creepy.
Yeah. Jesus.
White hair.
Suck my dick. Right. Scooters.
That's okay.
Right.
That's freedom. Those are patriots. When liberals organize.
Oh, fuck you, man.
See, they consider organization Demon. Equal to being paid by Soros. If MoveOn.org says, hey, here's what's happening. Here's a list of your local guys that are having town halls. You guys should get together and go.
Right.
How is that being paid by George Soros?
Right. And isn't there more evidence of that type of thing on the other side? I mean, didn't Trump, when he gave that speech...
You mean the paid violent dudes?
No, I mean when he gave that speech at the wall, at the CIA, at the memorial... And there were people clapping for him.
Horrific.
They were clapping for him. But those people were plants, right? His audience?
Oh, he brings people with him. Yeah, there were people standing on the side that weren't CIA staffers. There were people that he brought with him.
Bernie doesn't do that.
To applaud.
Fucking Biden doesn't do that. Obama doesn't do that.
Fluffers.
People just like him.
Right?
What if we all decided to vote for politicians that didn't require fluffers? What about that? That might help.
We got to survive this one.
We will not, or maybe we will.
It's this bullshit that we're gonna give you access to healthcare. Everyone's gonna have access to healthcare. Well, we've all had access to healthcare before.
Yeah.
If you have enough money,
I can walk into an emergency room and I have access, so someone can hand me an invoice.
Well, they'll
for
stop you from
$1,000.
They'll stop you from hemorrhaging, and if they find out you don't have insurance, they'll ship you off to county.
They'll let you bleed out, and you can pay for the mop.
That
soaked up your blood after you.
So the Republicans, as they've said over and over, the dog that caught the car when it comes to Obamacare, they're like, I don't know what to do now. And there's actually a couple sane Republicans I've seen who have said these might be in purpley or more purple districts, though.
Yes.
But they were saying, look, hey, I went and listened to what everybody had to say. And that's my job, is to represent everybody. But then you got these other ones who are like, oh, they're just paid thugs. I'm not even going to go answer questions.
Well, I mean, don't you feel like those people are just trying to survive? I mean, because their choice is shitty. They can either go out and face the music and say, yeah. Because all people want to know, but they always ask these people, is Schittler crazy? Is Trump crazy? Are you worried about Trump?
Well, it's a bunch of different issues coming up, mainly Obamacare.
Right.
People who are saying, hey, look, I've got Obamacare, and I've got a pre-existing condition. You take that away, I'm going to die.
What do you say at a town hall?
Insurance company won't pick me up. I'm going to die if you get rid of the pre-existing condition.
Right.
Things like that. A lot of people are saying, what about, why aren't you holding investigations into this Russian bullshit?
Yeah. And Republicans are like, we're
looking into it.
Hello, bitch the bitch. I mean, today or yesterday came out and said,
I look at everything he's doing.
Oh, yes.
And I like it. Not what he's saying.
But I like what he's doing.
Yeah.
Is that the Republican line now?
That's what they're doing right now, yeah.
I like what he's saying. I like what he says. Yeah.
Don't listen to what he says, but I love the way he's gutting health care. I love the way he's going to put a shank in poor people. I love the way he's going to hand over deregulation to businesses and tax cuts for the rich.
What about the deportations?
Oh, sure.
What about...
You had me at...
Oh, yeah.
You had me at... At arrests.
What about these anti-trans EOs that's going to come out today?
Oh, that's next.
That executive order.
Yep. Got to get rid of that tyranny of Obama saying the trans kids can use the bathroom they feel like.
Looking out for people. Right. Protecting people. Isn't that what the fucking government
does? Saving those kids from getting diddled.
They, man.
Good God, fucking assholes.
Oh, yeah.
So there you go. Paul Ryan saying, you'll be free to die.
Fuck you, Paul. I never liked you. You know what, Paul? I'm going to be honest with you. I never liked you, and I don't like you skinny, and I wouldn't like you fat. And I think most people feel that way.
Oh, he thinks he's going to be president.
Does he really?
Oh, yeah.
Based on fucking what?
Oh, he can't wait. Are you kidding me? He's getting ready for 2020, I think. That's why he's
being
real careful. He doesn't want to piss off the Trumpian base too much because he's going to need them.
I mean, if
Trump gets bounced or if they need a stronger candidate in 2020.
Right. He's fucked.
So he's trying to. And he's got a lot of years.
How the fuck could the Republicans win after this guy? This guy should be the guy.
How could this guy win?
Because people are stupid in Russia.
There you go.
Russia.
And all I have to say is George W. Bush.
Derangement syndrome.
George W. Bush.
Yeah, but a lot of moderates were fooled by Bush. They were fooled by Bush.
Not after Iraq.
Compassionate conservative. Conservatism, whatever.
Although we'd only been in Iraq for a year by the time his second term came around. But
don't change horse. Don't change horses. That was the big slogan.
Oh.
Give it a chance.
No matter how dumb the horse is.
Yeah. Give it a fucking chance.
That's your headline over at the HuffPo. Let's dial our calendars back. Strap the drool cup to your chin.
Hey.
And see if we can relate
to
what's
going on.
I'm going
to go drool cupless. What do you think about that? And just let it get everywhere.
Just let it flow.
Kate, lick up this drool!
The Drudge Report headline. Oh, boy. You're not going to need any Viagra tonight. Republicans.
Hey, man.
Border crossings declining since January. It's working. Look at all the freedom I've got now. This is what drives me crazy.
I got so much freedom.
Some ass nibbler in fucking Lincoln, Nebraska, who has never seen a Mexican in his life.
Give me that ass, boy. I got to nibble it.
Is now saying, my life is going to be so much better now. Because they're keeping them brown fucks from coming across the border.
Yum, 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 yum. I'm just nibbling that ass.
Fucking idiots.
Ass nibblers. It is stupid. Just because someone gets rights doesn't mean they take away your rights. There isn't like a gigantic pile of rights.
It's not a finite amount. Yeah.
No. Oh, you have rights. Now I have less rights. Why do these idiots think it works like this?
So this
goes
to...
What's wrong with these ass nibblers?
KRGV, ABC News 5 from the Rio Grande Valley in Texas. Local law enforcement said the number of people crossing the border illegally is on the decline.
Fuck you.
We met with Hidalgo County Precinct 3 Deputy Constable Joel Contreras.
What?
For a ride around the end.
He don't sound white.
Anzaldúas Park.
Go fuck yourself. What is that?
Some park.
Yeah, yeah.
During the trip, we found a mother and daughter from Honduras and a Chinese national that had been detained by another officer. A Chinese guy came across the border.
How did the Chinese guy get into Mexico?
Well, I'm assuming this. People are allowed to travel.
Don't they have a wall? Not anymore.
He did say it isn't unusual to find Chinese nationals crossing with Central Americans.
Bullshit.
Many of them don't stay in the area. Mostly they go to the southern states. A lot of them go to California. They come here.
Okay. To do what? Take our jobs?
Where we have the strongest economy in the nation right now.
Suck my dick.
The area, he said, is commonly used for human trafficking. Well, that's not good.
No.
But it's been years since the last time they found drugs on their tract of land. So
it's been years.
That section where they're at, it's not drugs coming over, despite what fucking Steve King says.
Is that what all these conservatives want? Do they want all the Chinese people to stay in the Chinese place and all the French people to stay in the French place?
Absolutely. Everywhere, yeah.
And what's the point of being on a planet?
Well, right.
I mean, really. I'm not trying to be a dick, but damn.
Well, let's say we send everybody back to their game board starting place.
Oh, yes. Where do you go? Do you go to Ireland or do you go to that other place?
Well, I've been here.
Bosnia?
Both of my parents were born here, so I'm hoping. I mean, all my grandparents were born elsewhere, but
you're going to break out those papers so we can look at them? Let's see that birth certificate.
It's not real. There's a fold in fonts, the lower hook of the T looks like it's. They're so dumb.
On what world did they think Barack Hussein Obama was actually born in fucking Kenya? Come on.
So there you go. The Drudge Report, unusually posting some, for them, happy news that Les Brown is seeping across the border.
Because Trump, right?
Because Trump.
I mean, is it just a couple of months we're seeing a decline, or?
It says since January, so in a whole month.
But like, they're coming over to work. So fucking what? So what? Why does it fucking matter?
Oh, I think they're upset about the something Maxine Waters said here over at the Drudge Report.
Oh, yeah.
Maxine Waters calls cabinet picks bunch of scumbags.
Right. That's going to show up on our Facebook. I saw that. Good for you, Maxine.
Good for Maxine. She's taking zero shit right now.
It's all these. She's like done. Maxine. She's done with the Russian connections, and yeah. She's done with the fucking lies.
Yes. Gamer mysteriously dies in the middle of a live stream.
Oh, shit.
On Twitch.
What level was he on? 69. What game?
He was
Pitfall.
Oh, doing a 24-hour live stream marathon, playing games as a challenge to raise money for Make-A-Wish.
Oh, that's nice.
22 hours in, he went for a cigarette and never returned.
Hello.
Fans later discovered he'd collapsed and died while away from the video.
I don't understand this. This is a healthy professional gamer going for a cigarette. How could he die?
Playing video games for extreme lengths of time can lead to problems for the body.
Oh, wait a minute. What? That's not true. So sitting there all day staring at a television, smoking cigarettes.
Well, not
is
moving
bad for
around. You?
You
can get DVTs. You can get. You can. Well, I mean, you can turn a big old fat ass and slowly and turn and get.
What's
diabetes.
A DVT?
A DVT?
A stroke?
Deep vein thrombosis. You get a blood clot. That's like if you're on a plane, they tell you you should get up and walk around.
God.
If you're on a longer flight, because even if once an hour, once every couple hours, you should get up and move around, move your legs, because if you're so inclined, you can possibly develop a blood clot
right
in your legs, and then
the plane
hours later, you just fall over dead.
Then the plane crashes anyway, so who gives a shit? Anyway.
Far less common.
Imagine you're on a plane that's going to crash into the ocean or some shit. Then you get a blood clot and you die right before that hell on earth happens. God, that's lucky.
Okay. It doesn't usually happen right then, though. The blood clot usually travels, right?
Like I don't know what it
fucking
does.
Like your leg
does.
Hurts?
I don't know.
something like that. I don't know if it necessarily happens right there on the plane. Like
thrombosis,
the blood clot forms.
It travels to your heart.
It could be days later, or your brain.
It could be right away, instantaneous.
All right, or a present for later.
You survive that plane crash and you die of a thrombosis right after.
So that could be what happened to this guy. We don't know.
God damn it! Fuck science.
Fuck science. Fuck God.
Absolutely.
Who made these machines?
Right. Why did you do it?
You said fuck God.
Right.
All kinds of stuff going on in the world, ladies and gentlemen and others. Lots of fun.
Hello.
Stuff. A little good news, I guess.
What?
If you're into schadenfreude.
Hey.
The
pussy.
We've talked about, I think I mentioned... Kansas or no, I mentioned Nebraska earlier.
Nebraska.
Kansas.
Yes.
The Cokian hellscape that has become Kansas thanks to lunatic batshit Governor Brownstein.
God, that guy.
Brownback, excuse me.
He's been around forever, that guy. He's a wacko. You know what he does? It's a religious thing. He goes to church and I don't know, every so often they
strangles kittens.
Oh yes. They take off their shoes. Roll up their pants, remove their socks, and they wash each other's feet.
Toe fuck each other? Oh.
Oh, yeah. They wash each other's feet,
well,
though.
Well, there you go.
That's freaky.
Catholics do that.
Oh, God.
I think he's one of those extreme Catholics, right?
Oh, is he really? Perv.
So, yeah, he's Kansas is famous now for plummeting like a stone in a pond, economically, educationally, everything, because Republicans gone wild. They got free reign in Kansas, cut taxes for business, cut taxes for the rich, cut income taxes, cut all this stuff, and then made up for it by implementing a sales tax, which, of course, fucks the poor.
That is so shitty. It lays it off on other people.
And in the ensuing years, their economy has turned into a shithole. They've had to close schools early because they're running out of money.
Oh, that's fucking awesome. I remember when I was in school, somebody told me, guess what? We're not going to math today. Why? I don't give a fuck why.
And this asshole Brownback is years later now is saying, stick with it. It's going to work.
Stick with it.
It's going to work soon. Ah. Stick with it.
Well, what's he going to do now after years of being a horrible dickhead fuck conservative? What else is he going to do? Say, oh, listen, I was wrong. Let's not stick with it. Let's do some liberal shit. Now, fuck
so
that.
Republicans, even Republicans have the majority everywhere in Kansas. And
perfect.
Even the Republicans there were like, this is crazy. We got to save the state.
Hey.
And they went against him.
Yes.
And they passed a series of tax raises, tax hikes.
Oh, fuck.
So to try to fill this giant gaping hole in the state budget.
Right.
They sent this budget.
Yes.
With these tax hikes. Brownback vetoed it. Nope. We're sticking by it. Keep
what?
Trying.
God
keep trying.
It.
The Lord's going to provide.
But what should happen is, like, the voters, they look and they're like, oh, shit, man. This sucks. Brownback's plan didn't work. When I go to the booths next time, I'm not voting for that motherfucker. But it doesn't matter.
It's because been
gerrymandering, right?
Yeah.
That's what happens.
This is
sad.
From Ross Story, Kansas' state budget has been in disarray ever since Brownback and the Kansas legislature slashed taxes.
Boy.
Since the slashes in Kansas cut taxes starting in 2012, and revenue for the state has routinely fallen well short of projections. So
wow.
This is the same shit that Trump is saying. They said, we're going to lower taxes. All these businesses are going to show up because it's going to be cheap to run their businesses. And look at all the jobs everyone's going to have. And we're all going to be rich. And tit milk's going to rain from the sky.
Titty milk is falling. What's the symbol on the weather? Like, you know, on the weather, when you see the weatherman, he puts like a little
sign
with a smiley face on it.
It's a boob squirting milk out like a volcano.
I've never seen that.
It's because you're in California.
Wow. Oh, damn it.
The angels never spray their milk out
right.
of California. The evil, godless liberals out here.
Drizzle some over here, St. Peter.
Too much butt sex going on.
St. Peter, though, he's an angel, isn't he? Or is he a saint? Is St. Peter an angel because he's in heaven and he's like the guy?
I don't know what kind of retirement plan heaven has. I don't know what he's on, what career
Saint
track.
St. Peter, we shall sample your titty milk.
You saw his bones.
Away. Oh, is that?
I saw allegedly.
His, oh, yeah. So what, by the way? Those were his bones. I thought I was looking at something allegedly. From Jesus. I thought there was something from Jesus in there.
Allegedly. Jesus' foreskin is... There's enough pieces of Jesus' foreskin
to rebuild his
cock. 10 steamer trunks, by the way, that are out there.
Guy had a big dick. A lot of foreskin to go around.
This forced the government to make unpopular budget cuts in Kansas.
Sad.
Cuts to education.
Perfect.
And even the Republicans are now willing to roll back some of these cuts. So they sent this thing up. Brownback said, fuck you. Vetoed it.
Fuck you.
Well, now they've overridden his veto.
Oh, shit.
They're saying the governor suffered a major defeat today.
Major.
After the Kansas House of Reps voted to override his veto.
Oh, fuck.
85-40 they voted.
Dang.
We'll now send it over to the Republican-controlled Senate.
So nothing will happen.
Where they expect... No, they expect the same thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It would raise income tax rates and a tax exemption for roughly 330,000 business owners.
Shit.
So they're going to raise some taxes there.
Tyranny.
Brownback, it says, remains steadfast in his support of the tax cuts.
I am steadfast. You don't want a religious loony white guy saying he's steadfast. That's a red flag.
Meanwhile, he's also steadfast in steadfast. Another area.
I am the steadfastest.
With an approval rating at 26%, he currently is the least popular governor in the United States, less popular than Chris Christie.
Damn!
Less popular than Paul LePage.
Damn!
And them be some unpopular motherfuckers there.
I mean, Paul LePage, dude, he said some crazy shit. Chris Christie closed down that fucking bridge.
Chris Christie's loathed. Loathed in his fucking state of New Jersey. They
but
hate
20%.
Him. 26 approve of what Brownback is doing.
Now, a lot of people would look at that and say, hey, that's my approval rating on my job, right?
Yeah.
What am I going to change? How am I going to make that number turn around? How am I going to make that go up?
Turn that frown upside down?
But he doesn't give a fuck, right? Because he's just raping all these
Jesus.
People, and he's getting paid by lobbyists
and
to
Lord,
push some bullshit agenda. So his, like...
Trickle down, man.
Right.
Give the job creators money.
He didn't give a fuck about that approval rating.
I heard that term today. I almost vomited from Sean Spicer when he talked about Trump's going to meet with job creators and find out what's keeping them, what's holding them back.
What the fuck?
Why aren't you creating jobs, job creator?
Oh, yes. Hey, job creator, do you want a warm, toothy blowjob, or what can I do for you?
Well, I have to pay my employees more than minimum wage. That
Non-toothy.
Hurts me.
Oh, yeah. You know what would make my business, would grow my business if I didn't have to pay my employees?
Yeah, slaves would be great.
And if they didn't show up, I could beat the living fuck out of them.
If you want to do that, that would be great, Mr. President.
Oh, yes.
Bring back indentured servitude.
Come on, ass nibbler. Ass nibbler. I just don't know why this is.
So congratulations, Kansas, possibly starting to dig yourself out of the
Brownbackian
hellhole.
Is Brownback an ass nibbler, yes or no?
I don't know. You have to ask Mrs. Brownstein.
Oh, yeah?
Brownback. Excuse me. We've got a... okay, this is batshit crazy. This is... I wonder if I've got audio here. I hope I do.
Hello.
Over at InfoWars.
Oh, fuck me.
I don't think I have audio.
You don't have audio?
No.
Come on. Of Alex Jones? Here, I'll do it for you.
That last one was particularly insane with the growls and the... Yeah.
I mean, if it was being... if it was being subtitled and you were watching it, it would say like inaudible moaning. He was like, it was totally loony.
I got to give him credit. He's prolific as fuck. This is him driving in a car.
Dude, he does a show by himself. That's like three hours a day. I mean, he does have people drop in with little segments here and there. And he does take, I think he takes breaks for his horrible products that he sells. But
I can't imagine.
But he is prolific.
He's very talented, yeah.
He's talented. I mean, can we say he's talented? I mean...
Well, yeah, I think he's entertaining.
I mean,
he's crazy.
Yeah.
And the terrifying part, I'm not so terrified by him. I'm terrified by people that watch him and believe it.
Oh, yeah.
And buy into it. And then maybe strap on an AK-47 and go to a pizza joint to free the kids from the basement diddlers.
The best thing, though, that he's ever said was when I was listening to him and he was saying he had a good day and he was going to go out to dinner in a really nice steakhouse in Austin and get a big steak. And not a filet, but a larger steak.
Oh, yeah, gross.
But he had to get the larger steak. But since he was doing that, he was going to take a car service because he would be then drunk on red meat, or he would be made insane by that amount of red meat and wouldn't be able to safely drive his car.
Squeal, squeal.
Shut the fuck up, turkey.
Here's Alex Jones in his car.
He's in his car driving. He needs a reality show.
He's pissed off at these globalists. You know, they're challenging
globalists.
His orange daddy.
Oh, no.
And I think he sees the writing on the wall because he's really losing his mind over. He went from just coming like Vesuvius the past month.
Whoa.
The past month.
Your dick's like a volcano up in this bitch.
To now, the past couple of clips we've played are him like, they're coming after. The globalists are coming after us.
See, like, if people feel the way he feels, that makes me nervous.
Well, there are.
I mean, they're going to get so mad when they take the orange daddy away. They're not even going to be able to use their words to express their anger. It's just going to be like,
they can't. He can't use their words now. He can't use
words.
His words.
Right.
And nobody he's really can good at it.
Right.
Here's Alex Jones.
Use your words.
In his car.
Here's my message to President Trump. I know that I have missed more of your calls than I'd like to, sir. I wish I always had the phone glued to me when you call.
Mr. Trump, I've missed more of your calls than I would like to.
Now, listen, you calm down.
Trump.
Calm down.
Wait.
Calm down.
The president.
Yes.
Is calling Alex Jones and he ain't picking up.
Oh, my God.
And he's missing. What is he doing? Where is Alex Jones that he can't pick up a call from the president?
You know, it's funny. I think about Alex Jones, like what he does all day, because a loon like that totally fascinates me, and I think he spends a lot of time in the steam room.
I'd like to apologize to the president for not answering his calls, because I think I'm getting the same amount of calls that this lying sack of shit is getting.
You think he's lying?
Who doesn't pick up a call from the president?
Maybe he's in the steam room
he makes it sound like it's multiple times. All these calls I'm missing from Donnie.
But you don't have the phone strapped to your thigh. I mean, my God. I mean, what if this guy goes to the steam room, the moisture? You can't take a phone in there.
What he's got his phone in the car. He's talking into his phone right now. He fires up a Periscope when he's taking a shit to scream about globalists.
Well, listen, does it make you feel better to think about the other possibility?
Honey, phone for you.
Yeah.
Who is it? It's the president. Oh, I'm really busy right now.
I play Angry Birds.
Well, but what if he's not lying? What if what he's saying is true?
Equally as more terrifying.
More terrifying. Donald can't get Alex Jones on the fucking phone? Jeez.
Maybe Flynn said, stop calling me at 3 a.m, you asshole. And now he's calling Alex Jones for advice.
He's wearing his friends out. You know, I mean,
phone a friend.
Let me ask you something. Do you think
no,
it's going to get so crazy?
Yes.
Do you think we're ever going to see POTUS call into the Alex Jones show as a caller? And like, really?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
What?
Yes.
Oh, God damn. That's fucked up.
I have no doubt.
He's a Sandy Hook truther, dude.
I think
he says the government hired actors, actors to pretend they were.
Are you talking about Alex Jones or the president?
Alex Jones.
Who are you talking about?
God. Wait, was Trump a truther? A Sandy Hook truther as well?
Well, he's a birther.
You think Trump entertained the idea that there were child actors in there at Sandy Hook pretending to take place in a massacre?
He'll say he doesn't know. He thinks the birth certificate, you know, there's people, Ryan, who say that there's something with that birth certificate.
Oh, God. You know, if there's any Sandy Hook truthers listening, Chipper Jones, you're included, third baseman, probably will end up in the Hall of Fame for the Atlanta Braves. Best switch hitter.
He's really a truth.
Sandy Hook truther? Yeah, he tweeted about it. Look it up, dude. Look it up. It'll be on there somewhere. See what he said.
We got that basketball player who's a flat earther, right?
Well, that's different. That's like. That, to me, if you're a flat earther, that could just mean you're dumb. But the Sandy Hook truther thing is like...
Don't you think there's massive stupidity involved in believing a crazy conspiracy theory like that?
But I think there's some hate or something. The Sandy Hook truther thing comes with stupidity, fucking course. But I also think it comes with hate for the people that want gun control.
Yes.
So I think that's... The flat earther thing is, to me, oh, well, you're just dumb as fuck. And that's sad. And it's sad you can vote. You're so fucking stupid.
Right.
The Sandy Hook truther thing's mean. I mean,
evil.
Evil as fuck. Chipper Jones.
Wow.
Is fucking Sandy Hook truther?
I know that I have missed more of your calls than I'd like to, sir. I wish I always had the phone glued to me when you call.
I've missed more of your calls than I'd like to, sir.
Who the fuck?
I should always have the phone glued to me when you call.
Is it like a duty? Hey, Alex, if it's a duty for you to... You would always have the phone ready. You would always be... If you thought Trump was calling you on a certain day, you would not let the phone leave your side. Imagine it's a day where the cable guy is coming. I'm not missing... I'm not missing that fucking call.
You think he's out shirtless on the horse outside, grinning, riding his horse out in Texas.
Yeah, yeah.
He comes back in, he looks down at his cell phone. It's like,
oh, shit.
Donnie called six times.
Yeah, I missed Donnie, and then the cable guy was going to come redo my router. Everything's fucked up.
Text, where are you? Broken heart emoji.
Do they emoji each other?
Cry emoji.
Do they emoji each other?
Yeah, all black people. They only use the black emojis just to be funny.
Oh, yeah, because you can have a black thumb.
Yeah, what's up, my black person emoji?
Miss more of your calls than I'd like to, sir. I wish I always had the phone glued to me when you called. And I know that you've, expressed your appreciation for the audience, what we do for this country. We want to express our appreciation for you. But Google is openly running a monopoly that Obama and others let them set up.
Here we go.
Google is running a monopoly. What is it? Google's doing what? He's mad at Google because they're fucking with his SEO.
I don't know. Some kind of monopoly that Obama set up. Obama's on a kite surfboard down in the Bahamas. He's like, I could take 2 weeks off and not give a fuck about any of this. And these assholes have him running a shadow government in a bunker somewhere in D.C. already.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And apparently he set up some Google conspiracy before he left.
Two seconds. Chipper Jones tweeted in 2015 in February. So the FBI comes out and confirms that Sandy Hook was a hoax. Where is the outrage? What else are we being lied to about? Waco? JFK? And then he ends it with PFFF and then ellipses.
Oh,
he uses three ellipses, though. Most people don't use that
correctly. What's his link? What's his citation to the evidence that Sandy Hook has been proven to be fake?
Nothing. He just said the FBI. He didn't link to anything.
Oh, I see.
But then, the following day, Chipper Jones tweets out, "My apologies for my Sandy Hook tweet. Yes, I had heard something from someone which I thought to be credible and tweeted about it without researching." God, baseball players are fucking stupid. They are so fucking dumb.
Curt Schilling.
You fucking idiot.
God,
I mean, I would love.
I'm still flipping out about. Oh, go ahead, go ahead.
I would. If I had, I love playing softball. I love it so much, and I wish I could go back in time and play baseball. I wish I could have done that. I would trade my intelligence for Chipper Jones' intelligence if I could also switch it like he could.
Come on.
Oh yeah, I would be dumb but be so good at baseball.
But you wouldn't appreciate it as much.
Maybe
you'd be sitting around retweeting.
You'd be sitting around retweeting
Sandy Hook Sandy Hook truth.
That's the danger. These guys, they don't need Twitter. If social media doesn't. It doesn't do anything.
Yeah, it doesn't help everybody.
It does nothing. If I was a manager or an agent of one of these baseball players, it'd be like, number one, let's start with this thing. Do you have a Twitter account? Give it to me and give me your phone. Give me your phone and give me your Twitter account in front of me. And then this is your friend. If you ever want to say anything to anyone on anything, you tell it to that guy. And then that guy just does whatever, and you don't worry about anything. You sit there, you stupid idiot.
Everybody needs to hold his hand?
Oh, yeah.
Somebody's hand?
Right.
Oh, man.
So
we're not even 30 seconds into this, and already he's claimed that the president is calling him multiple times, and he's missing them. He's also claiming that the president is calling up to appreciate, what did he say? We know that you appreciate all that we're doing here. Wait a
minute. Right. And I know that you've, expressed your appreciation for the audience, what we do for this country.
You've expressed your appreciation for the audience for what we do for this country.
Who is we in this? Who is we? What we do for this country?
He means himself, of course.
Does he mean
the royal we?
Because he's doing the InfoWars.
It's him and his nipples.
He's on the front line of the InfoWar.
Of course, Alex. Yeah, he's.
Do you know what his
fucking Braveheart man on the horse?
If you listen to InfoWars, you know that he spent that whole campaign saying the following: Obama is never going to step down from the White House. He will set off a nuclear bomb to facilitate a need for him to stay president. That's what Alex Jones said that over and over again.
Chemtrails,
and it didn't happen. It didn't happen.
Lizard people.
He said, what is he? What are the
chemtrails, lizard people?
Is he the one that says Michelle Obama has a nice, big, thick,
big
cock?
Big swinging cock. Yep, she's a transgender cross-dresser. Apparently, pre-op.
Hey, our president's calling this guy regularly, but can't even get him on the horn. Right. Can't get his loon.
Express our appreciation for you, but...
What is he doing? What are you doing? What are you doing that you're too busy to take the president's phone call?
And also, why is he having to tell his public about this while he's driving? This is a big moment. You can't sit down and look at the camera and be like, the president called me.
When is he 6 inches away from a phone?
I don't know. I don't know what he's into.
That he's missing Donnie's calls.
Phone party.
I think he's lying.
You think he's into the phone scene?
I think all he's getting from Trump are words with friends requests.
But you don't think he has a fucking pool?
Don wants you to play Viking Quest, huh?
He lives in Texas.
Yes.
It's hot as shit.
Yes.
I can't imagine how... I mean, he probably has a huge spread, right? The guy's rich as fuck in the middle of Texas.
And Texas rich, sure.
He doesn't have a pool.
I'm sure he
Bullshit.
Has a pool.
So he's in the pool. You can't have your phone while you're in the pool. That's what happened.
Sorry, Mr. President. I was floating.
He was doing laps. He's buoyant.
Google is openly running a monopoly that Obama and others let them set up. And they're openly ran a campaign against you. They openly gamed the search results for Hillary. It's all in the WikiLeaks, but it's also admitted outside of the WikiLeaks. And they now are pressuring their third-party ad agencies like AdRoll that I've been with for almost 3 years to just ban us. And they said, you are fake news in a letter this morning. You are culturally a special interest and hateful. So they're saying that anything political, like if I'm pro-gun or pro-life or pro-borders, that's political speech. So it's-
No. No. They're not saying that. They're saying... That when you talk about Sandy Hook being a lie and a false flag and actors, that's fake news, and they don't want to support that.
Or shit like, what is that one fake news story is amazing, that some kid found a picture of a fucking truck, and he photoshopped the word, like, ballots on it. And then he put a headline up like millions of ballots found.
It wasn't even photoshopped. It was from another country. It was they were shipping boxes of ballots.
It wasn't even from our country.
No, it was from some European country.
Then he made shit this kid.
And they pretended that the guy standing in the truck with the boxes of ballots was somehow found in Pennsylvania or something in a warehouse, all kinds of pre-filled out Hillary ballots.
What are we going to do with these stupid people? Look at me. What are we going to do with the stupid people?
Why do we have to decide?
Because we walk amongst them, motherfucker.
Well, yeah,
we walk amongst their ass, and they affect your life. They can fuck your shit up.
Well, look what they put
decision.
In the White House.
Yeah, right.
Globalists
shouldn't be allowed. Well, the Supreme Court ruled that's BS. I have free speech.
The big ad agency that Google has is a subsidiary, but it's not part of the company. It's a partner. AdRoll. We made a couple million the first year, you know, and then it was up to like $3+ million last year. It's going to be $5 million this year of money to fund our news operation, our reporters. We all our ads are approved by them beforehand. They banned us today. Now, Reddit blocking posts about your speeches is bad enough. But this is beyond dishonest media. This is like black people not allowed to vote or black people not allowed to eat in soup, you know.
Wait!
Keeping
what?
Banning Alex Jones's InfoWars from ad rolls is the same as discrimination against black people.
Well, what does he finish that sentence with? He says black people eating in soup kitchens? Is that what he's about to say?
No. He means at the soup the counters. Like you not being able to eat
what?
At the counter.
At the soup counter. He says soup
eating soup at the counter?
This is beyond dishonest media. This is like black people not allowed to vote or black people not allowed to eat in soup, you know, soup kitchens or diners or use bathrooms.
Yeah, I don't know what he's talking
about. This is like
about not
letting women vote. This is saying as a group with big corporations openly, the New York Times admitting, working together to try to censor alt-right, what they call fake news, but they never prove that. They're the fake news, as you know.
Which you've never proved.
Which you know.
They've never proved that, but they're fake news, which you know.
What? Why did he
prove it? Prove it.
I'm going to obsess about something that's stupid. It's that soup kitchen line. Is it weird to you? Is it weird what he says? He's like, it's like black people.
I think he meant the diners.
Not in the
you
soup
weren't able
kitchen.
To, you
soup.
Weren't able to sit at the counter.
Yes.
In the diners. That's where the white people sat. Remember, there's those pictures of the black people getting beat up and spat on and dragged off of the diners. I think he just misspoke. And somehow soup kitchen popped into his head.
What they call fake news, but they never prove that.
He's also trying to drive, so while somebody's holding up
an
iPhone to film him.
Is he chewing on bloody raw meat at the same time? Is he shooting?
They're the fake news, you know. This is their move to shut down their competition by dehumanizing us and just labeling us scum outside of a court. It's libel. It's slander. It's defamation. And I'm not a litigious person, but for the First Amendment, my own self, I gotta go file a lawsuit. So I'm gonna be looking into that.
And the secret weapon.
So now I don't know who this is riding with him.
Yes,
this is the person that's with him now talking to the camera.
All
some dude with a beard.
President Trump, because him or his sons, they end up watching these. They watch every night.
I want to say
we're not bragging. No. We brought the president where he is. Hold on. Mean you gotta go file a lawsuit.
He just said the president. And his sons watch every night.
Oh, my God.
So Uday
sit around
and Kusei.
Hey, Republicans, listen, whatever you need to do. When are they done? When are the Republicans done raping the country so they can impeach this loon? When are they done?
And the secret
what
weapon
do you want to say to President Trump? Because him or his sons, they end up watching these. They watch every night.
I want to say
we're not bragging. No. We brought the president where he is. Doesn't mean he didn't have the will like a ship to be on the ocean, but we were on the ocean that Trump was on. He knows that. People are like,
what?
What are you saying?
What?
What ocean? What ocean are we on?
You want access to power, you goddamn idiots. We've got the freaking audience, dumbasses, but we don't care about the audience for some peacock stuff. We care about it to change destiny, to change the will of the people.
What is he talking about?
Okay, well, he's for real.
Oh, thanks. You cleared that up.
Yeah. He's woke. Are you woke?
No.
Apparently, Alex Jones,
I think
is
I'm
woke.
Still sleeping.
Woke in lunacy.
Across the world, humanity knows you're the enemy. We're going to get you, assholes. Just know.
Okay, he's driving now. Somebody needs to pull over and to protect the streets of Texas.
He's about to blow. Quick. Somebody jack him off real quick.
See, this is the kind of shit that makes me think that when the camera's off, he starts laughing his ass
off.
Oh,
yeah. I think it's gray.
It's what?
It's gray.
Gray.
I think there's some of that, and I think there's some realness here. You know what I mean? Like, I think he's a true conservative. I really think he probably believes Sandy Hook was a hoax.
Oh, come on.
He believed that it could be. There's a possibility. He probably still believes that John Podesta ate those meals made with semen. Wasn't that it? The spirit meals?
Oh, the spirit meals. They were
made with jizz, correct?
Well, all bodily fluids. Oh, sure, yeah.
How disgusting. I can't believe
it. But not really.
Did John Podesta eat a cum pie or not?
But they weren't. No, some woman just had dinners. But in the past, she did an art project.
That is so gross.
Where she wrote a recipe book with like tit milk souffle.
What am I supposed to do with that?
And cum drizzle chicken a la cum.
What do I do with that, though? Is that supposed to be a gag gift I give to someone?
Don't ask me.
Or is it some lunatic is actually going to fucking do it?
I don't know. She was being all artsy and stuff. And that's
stupid.
That was her expression. But it wasn't real. It wasn't like, you know, go and harvest a half gallon of semen to make cupcakes. It was an art project.
People ever ask you when you're
growing
up?
But the same woman then had these spirit meals, but all she did was have friends over.
Right.
I don't think, would you go? If you thought that possibly you were going to have a diarrhea pie or...
Well, is it me? Or do I already know John Podesta? Am I friends with all these fancy people? If I'll go now, yeah. I just won't have any diarrhea pie.
But there is none. This is what I'm talking about. It doesn't exist.
But why the fuck would they make this?
This is conservative morons who put...
Yeah.
Put dots together.
Right.
That... don't go together.
I understand that. So, but this person in their spare time, so I can understand her, likes to make up fucking cookbooks with like body fluids.
Yeah, I don't know.
People ever ask you when you're growing up, hey, Pat, what do you like best about tennis? Like, what do you get out of playing it? You enjoy it? That's what this person would say about writing these recipe books about urine. It's so fucked up!
God, the other day on Twitter, I saw... somebody was fighting with an idiot about fucking Pizzagate. Oh, you obviously don't care about all the pedophiles. And they said, well, it's been proven. They said citations. And they sent a copy of an email from WikiLeaks. I guess you don't believe WikiLeaks, huh?
Right.
And I swear to you, the email was... it was like to Podesta from his assistant or something. And it said, hey, we got a call from somebody that either you or your wife maybe left a canvas bag somewhere. It has like a map to a pizza place on it.
Where you can diddle kids.
No, that's it. That's the email. Is that yours? Do you want them to bring it to the next?
That's it?
That's it. Somebody found a canvas bag with a map to a pizza place ad on it. Is it yours? And this idiot on Twitter sent that as unequivocally provable. There it is, the unchallengeable evidence that Podesta is sucking little girl snatch.
Oh, my God. That's insane.
Proof. It said pizza in the email.
Alex, if you're listening, this fake news thing is serious. Somebody took a gun and went into this stupid fucking pizza parlor and shot it the fuck up.
It's so embarrassing.
And the other thing is, I don't want to sound as like a crazy person, but now you're putting the word out there that for some reason in Washington. Where was this? Where's the kid diddling pizza place?
Washington.
You're saying, hey, this is, if you're into molesting kids, hang out here. Your kind eats pizza at this place. So all of a sudden, man, are all the child molesters coming in to the fucking, to their mecca now? Because they believe this shit? Oh, man,
you think,
do you know what I mean?
You think there's actually child molesters hanging out there hoping that it's true for a different reason?
Yeah, dude. Yeah, yeah. Imagine, no, you're a server at this fucking place. Perv shows up.
I'd like the pineapple with the special sauce, please.
Listen, and the server's like, listen, I've said this 5 times today. I'm so sorry, but
how much for a 9-year-old?
There's no kids here. There's no child molesting going on. What do they do if somebody asks? You have to take their name, give them to the cops, or you just take their order? Tell them, sorry, this isn't the place.
Which order?
Try another pizza place.
Can I have an 11-year-old blonde?
It's fake news. All I got right here are garlic balls and pizza.
Amazing.
All the people. All across the world, humanity knows you're the enemy. We're going to get you, assholes. Just know that. It doesn't mean we're perfect. But we're not out to screw women and children and hurt people. You understand that, assholes? You hate humanity because you project your own hatred of yourself on us, asshole. You want to kill us? How about you die? Kill your fucking selves, you fucking globalists. Go ahead, dude.
Kill yourselves, you fucking globalists.
Kill yourself.
He's driving. He's driving.
Is that guy sitting right next to
filming
him?
Filming him, yeah.
What's he doing?
He's got to be laughing his ass off.
He's going to be like,
that's what I mean. It's
got to
be laughing.
On.
That was spectacular.
Assholes.
Man.
Across the world, humanity knows you're the enemy. We're going to get you, assholes. Just know that. It doesn't mean we're perfect. But we're not out to screw women and children and hurt people. You understand that, assholes? You hate humanity because you project your own hatred of yourself on us, asshole. You want to kill us? How about you die? Kill your fucking selves, you fucking globalists. Go ahead, dude.
I don't know how I can top that.
Fuck you! Fuck them! Sick of their shit. I don't fucking care anymore.
He's driving. He's operating a motor vehicle while this is happening. I want him to receive a citation. I think this is distracted driving.
Nah, he needs a fucking... What do you get for being on Looney Radio? What award do you get? He's the best.
He's amazing.
He's the best. He's better than Glenn Beck. I'm sorry.
Fuck you.
I'm fucking sorry.
Fuck you!
I know Glenn is well-spoken and... Like what Alex Jones is doing is on a whole different level. That's something else.
this is Greek theater. Yeah, it's amazing.
I've never heard anything like that. Globalist. Oh, shit. God damn. Has he ever, you think he's ever smoked weed or anything like that? Or he does drink. He has a beer every now and then. I know he talks about it
on the
show. Yeah.
Well, of course, real men.
He never doesn't smoke any marijuana. He should. I mean, unless this is what he's going for.
I don't think he'd be making the income he does if he was more chill.
Hey, Alex, I have a question. Are you...
I'm sorry I missed your calls, Mr. Trump.
I can't. I was... Well, damn, dude. I was off in the corner having a total fucking meltdown, and I missed the phone. My phone was on silence. I was like... He missed a fucking phone call. He's losing his mind.
That's true. Right now... As he's screaming, kill yourselves, globalists. Right now it's going. Bzz,
so, Uday,
I wonder what Alec is doing.
What's that kid's name that lives with Melania? Junior?
Baron.
Baron.
Don't ask Donald.
Yeah.
The boy. What was his name?
So, Baron and Kude and Usay.
Sure.
There's another one, right?
Oops.
Is there another one?
No, two girls.
They all sit around and watch Alex Jones.
Well, it's what Alex Jones just ranted.
God damn. Ugh.
As he's driving with his shades on.
These are rich people that
raging.
Do you know what I want to do on holiday this year? I want to go to the Serengeti in Africa. And I want to put GHB in a lion.
Oh yeah, somebody's gonna roofie a rhino. So I can shoot the fuck out of it.
I mean, even if you're I'm going to sound stupid here because I admit it. I don't hunt. I'm not into guns. I don't get it. Okay. So I'm sure I'm missing something. If you're a hunter, and you're into like tracking your whatever, how is this sporting on any level? How is this satisfying to you? The animal that you're stalking
well,
is drunk.
Well, I don't think they advertise that.
Oh, they don't tell him?
No, it's
so
just
funny.
Stroking White Buana's little stiffy.
Yeah.
Look how good you are. Yeah. Oh, look how, oh, good shot. Look what a great, because the last thing they want is White Buana to spend $50,000 and walk out with nothing.
Well, let me ask you something, since we're talking about white.
So they you know, stuff some pills in a side of beef and throw it on the Serengeti.
Rectally.
Why don't they actually?
Hey, you're talking about white. Right. Shut up, Eagle. God, I just read this article about how in France, they're training eagles to go after drones just in case a terrorist tries to use a drone.
Oh, that's awesome.
They're going to deploy a fucking eagle.
There you go.
Damn it. I was in the middle.
Because you project your own hatred of yourself on us, asshole. You want to kill us? How about you die? Kill your fucking selves, you fucking globalists. Go ahead.
I'm going to have to make
you
that.
You fucking globalist.
Turn that into a drop.
You die.
You die.
God, I love his dialogue.
Kill your fucking selves.
I want transcripts of this. I would walk around saying this.
It's like,
I love it.
It's like Mamet plus Hemingway.
No, it's Shakespeare and Mamet.
Plus, yeah, that's Shakespeare perfect. And Mamet. Shakespeare.
I mean, it's so heightened. Heightened in the sense that, like, I mean, he's loud. He's prolific. He says a lot, but he doesn't sound like an idiot either. What he's saying is stupid. But he doesn't sound
well, and
like,
he rattles that shit off.
He doesn't sound like Dave Dobenmeyer.
With what's really interesting, I have a Coach Dave story coming up here. But
that makes me Dave Dobenmeyer makes me Alex Jones angry.
Yeah, he just whips off Alex Jones just whips off those lists of things.
Oh, yeah.
with alacrity, any subject. Well, it was this. There was, if you go into the video and it loops back, you can see the person move two times. If you see this, and there was, you know, it was, and I mean, he's amazing. He goes into the bullet points of every batshit theory he's got. He can rattle that stuff off instantly.
I mean, speaking to the Sandy Hook thing, you've worked in theater, you've worked with child actors before.
Sure.
They're not very good. It's okay.
Some.
Most suck.
Some.
Oh, come on. But most of them are horrible, right?
Depending, yeah. I mean,
imagine, but imagine a kid trying to pull this shit off. It's Sandy Hook.
I mean, I really haven't.
What
yeah,
do they
I
tell
really
these
haven't
kids?
Done. I haven't done a show where the kids were like the leads or anything. They were always like.
Imagine if they were the lead at the Sandy Hook false flag.
Right.
Production. Well, I don't even know what you call that. Yeah. So, what do you tell your kid to if you're a parent? I mean, God, how much what's your rate for what's your false flag rate? Do you give your kids lines?
Oh, God. Horrible.
I just, listen, if these idiots are saying it was a hoax and a false flag, well, okay, let's say it is. Let's meet it out. How the fuck did they pull it off? What did they have to do? They must have had a crack. I mean, you would have to have child actors to be able to pull this bullshit off. You would have to breed these children from birth. From birth. Turning them into super monster fucking actors by the time they're six or seven. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think it's stupid. There's no way it could have. It's not a false flag. Sandy Hook really happened.
Yes. I don't think it's questionable.
God damn it. Well, we're playing all these fucking loons today. I feel like I'm arguing with him.
Well, usually for Faithless Friday, we'd whip out some Coach Dave, but this is just too funny. Coach Dave.
Yes.
On his fucking Google Hangout. Show.
What a creep.
Pass the Salt.
It's the stupidest fucking
His daily Google Hangout
oh, God.
Show.
It's the worst title. Pass the salt. And then he says it sometime as a refrain, right? He'll say, pass the salt.
And then, you know, you can see down, you can see at the bottom of the screen in a Google Hangout, the other people who are on the webcams on the Hangout, right? While Dave is talking. And
Can we do that?
Let me describe. I can see six of them.
Oh, yes.
Old white guy, 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 old white guy with a hat.
Wouldn't it be with a hat? Wouldn't it be great if you could hack into that Google Hangout and put like two like gay German dudes coming on each other's face the whole time?
Fisting.
Can we have that? Are there any nerds listening?
So here's Coach Dave. Do you know that story came out a day or two ago? There was a WNBA player who was claiming that she was discriminated against in the league because she's straight.
What? I have not heard this
story. She claimed it was like the WNBA is 98% gay, she said. 98% gay. And that she was discriminated against because she was straight.
Did Alex Jones say the LGBT globalist mafia is coming after this person?
So this is the basis. This is what Coach Dave's talking about. Yeah, you got to be careful getting your girls involved in school athletics.
God damn it.
Because the next thing you know,
yes,
there's going to be some dyke munching on your pristine little white girl's beeve.
Dare I say it? Lesbians recruit. You go to your local... Our two daughters played college softball.
Yeah.
Lesbians recruit. Right to my daughters played softball.
They're coming for my kids. These goddamn... Hey, these lesbians, they recruit and they're wily.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. They're...
Yeah, it's like the theater program.
Her two daughters played college softball. One played at Hillsdale College. The other played at Marietta College.
Who cares?
Both accomplished players. And every time I go to the ball games, I keep an eye on my daughters.
Oh, my God.
I wanted to make sure
Coach Dave,
nobody was molesting
his
daughters.
I want to be real for a second.
At the game? What did he think was going to happen?
Coach Dave, you're a giant asshole. Honestly, you're an asshole. This is an assholish thing to do. You're worried your daughters are going to get molested by, I don't know, some handsy softballians.
Running around sniffing the coach's fingers after every inning.
Oh, I'm sure he is.
What the hell? What does he think is going to happen at the game?
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
I went to the game, kept an eye on my daughters.
Yeah. A seventh inning stretch, my ass.
Good God.
Kept an eye on my daughters to see if they'd taken the homo bait yet. There you go, Right Wing Watch.
Oh, I'm watching this on Right Wing Watch. He knows. To see if they'd taken the homo bait.
Did you know that was coming? Did you know this clip was coming? Oh my God.
I pre-screened this one.
The homo bait.
The homo bait.
He's lost his fucking mind. What's going to happen?
What kind of trap is set up?
Hey, how prolific is this? Prolific, that's not the right word.
What's his reach? What is the bait that the lesbians use?
They seem interested in what you're doing.
I see.
They listen.
They pay attention to you.
What's going to happen when Coach Dave Dobemeyer goes Hollywood? What's his reach?
I don't think that's a danger. What do you mean goes Hollywood?
Well, I mean, how many listeners does he have? How many on that thing? What is that?
Well, Google, I can see seven, but who knows?
I mean,
who knows what
like
his audience is? I don't know.
Of followers, some of these right-wing nut jobs.
I don't
are
think
very
so.
Let's say, what's Coach Dave Dobemeyer going to look like a year from now? Once Hollywood's taken over, he's got the development deal. New wardrobe.
I don't see that happening.
You know, new hat. Doesn't he wear that red hat all the fucking time?
I think he'll be the JV squad for
a long time,
forever.
Is he stuck in deplorable hell?
So, yeah, okay, so he went to
fuck
the games.
You. What the
to
fuck?
To keep an eye on his daughter.
My daughters.
What an asshole.
To see if they'd taken the homo bait. Yeah. Uh-huh. There you go, right wing watch. To see if they'd been taken the homo bait yet. And they hadn't. They didn't have to. Because they weren't cropped-haired, wide-bottomed girl. They're pretty girls. Godly women.
Cropped-haired, wide-bottomed girls.
You know, it's just so funny because, like, that's
he's
his
talking
biggest
about
fear,
how hot
man.
His daughters is, by the way. So
what?
He's basically talking about how hot his daughters
oh,
are.
Oh, yeah.
They're not God, the crop haired, big, that. Wide bottom.
Oh, that's so creepy.
They're hot.
Is that his biggest fear, that one day he's going to come home and his pristine daughter's going
no,
to be
nose deep in somebody's
the arm candy of some, you know,
crevice?
Terry Bradshaw esque female.
No. Yeah.
That I mean, God.
Black.
Oh yeah,
had black to that.
God, that's a. If Terry Bradshaw were an African American lesbian, right. That would be perfect.
Wide bottom girl. They're pretty girls, godly women. They didn't take the bait.
Pretty girls.
They wouldn't pick up the
women.
Tool belt.
They wouldn't. Bob, that lesbian bait. Them lesbians are wily.
There was a strap-on right there laying in the center between like, second and third base.
Yeah. They
to distract them. Double-headed dildo.
Double-headed dildo on a lure. You throw it out there and you slowly right. pull it in. Don't yank too hard. You loser. These guys are
just
lunatics.
See if they've taken the homo bait yet. There you go, right wing watch. To see if they've been taken the homo bait yet. And they hadn't. They didn't have to. Because they weren't cropped-haired, wide-bottomed girl. They're pretty girls. Godly women. They didn't take the bait. I'm telling mommies right now who are watching this show right now. Daddies, you listen to me. If your daughters are good athletes, you better cover them in prayer. Because
cover them in prayer.
The lesbians are coming.
Come here. Where
oh
are you going?
God. How do you do that?
I missed a spot.
Hell yeah. I got to cover you in prayer. These evil. These evil lesbians are coming over. That's insane. Come on. Is that real? Is that like he really said this? This is.
Yeah.
God. The homo bait.
Please. You better cover them in prayer because the recruiting that goes on, the pressure that goes on to be one of the girls is enormous pressure. Listen to me. Two men laying in bed having sex.
That's all right with me. I ain't got no problem with that. I go for it right now. I lay down and you fuck me right up the ass. God, he is insane. Oh, shit.
God damn.
Wait, there's more of that, right?
Oh, sure. Okay.
Is enormous pressure. Listen to me. Two men laying in bed having sex. It ain't equal with my wife and I and the covenant of marriage. It ain't equal. You understand, folks? That ain't equal. That ain't equal.
Oh, he's sorry. God damn. Everybody's fired up today.
Dutch Dave, what do you mean it's not equal? You're saying two men lying in the bed fucking each other in the ass is not equal to you and your wife laying in bed fucking? Yes, I agree. Blah. I agree. That is not two equal things. There are differences. Is that what?
And who cares?
So what?
Right.
God, you lunatic.
And who cares?
God, you know, but he's stupid. This guy is just
how is
so
when,
fucking
when
dumb.
His hairy
so fucking
his
dumb.
Hairy sweaty gut blah. And man titties are rubbing up against blah. That poor woman.
Oh God.
And he's fumbling around inside of her.
Right. But how about his beautiful lesbian daughters? Jeez.
How is he being, how is that being affected by a couple of gay guys doing what they do?
Because their covenant isn't equal to my covenant. That's what he's just screaming. I don't know.
Maybe
whatever.
You should go spray him with prayer. Spray her.
Oh, that's so
hose
disgusting.
Him down with prayer.
They just spackle him with prayer.
Blow a load of prayer in their eye.
Them goddamn lesbians are coming.
Give you the pink eye of Jesus.
They can't be stopped.
It ain't equal. That ain't equal. I'm just saying it four times so the Daily Coast can pick it up clearly. That ain't equal. Because if two men have...
He's thrilled, by the way. Every mention this fucker gets on any...
Men sucking each other's dicks.
Can pick it up clearly. That ain't equal. Because if two men having sex is equal, then sooner it'll be a man and a dog having sex. Don't go Puritan on me.
We are.
Then it'll be a man and four men, and that'll be equal. And every
Ooh, what's wrong with a man and four men? the man and dog, no.
No, there's a dog no consent. Can't consent.
Man and four men.
And we learned.
Rock on.
I believe it was yesterday's episode of Crab Diving. We learned that a cow can also not consent.
Correct. I would say anything that's not a human.
Right. Can't consent. Wait a second.
Everything will be equal. And everything's equal because I'll tell you why.
Everything that's alive.
Well,
you don't have to get a fleshlight consent.
Well, I mean,
or if you bore a hole in a watermelon, you don't have to have it sign something or put it on an app that says yes.
How does consent work with a predator, though?
What do you
like
mean?
A tiger or a grizzly bear? Because, like, well, I know they not can't a human. Give consent, but... They're eating me to death. I'm not consenting to that.
They don't need
that.
Consent.
So they're above consent.
The Lord gave them free reign.
Right.
That if you're dumb enough to be in the situation when you're near some kind of a lion or tiger.
Then you're getting eaten.
Yeah.
Equal. And everything will be equal. And everything's equal because I'll tell you why. The church and the leaders in our churches, they don't believe a daggone thing anymore. They don't stand for nothing anymore. And we're going to have to reach the point where we are going to decide, are we on God's side or are we not on God's side?
This is about sending his daughters
nuts
to play softball.
This is fucking bananas,
dude. He's losing his mind.
Oh, yeah.
Because he had to sit in the stands and make sure that none of the coaches... We're shoving a glove into an orifice of his daughter.
And we're going to have to reach the point where we are going to decide, are we on God's side or are we not on God's side? And we're not going to be able to take the rules of God and change them to fit the society in which we live. We cannot say times have changed, therefore those old laws don't apply anymore.
Oh, you mean like slavery or beating the shit out of your wife or stoning someone to death?
What the fuck? Is he at home? I'm sorry. Is he at home screaming this shit or is he outside?
He's in front of a green screen. Who the fuck knows?
Oh, God. He's got a green screen. That's what I mean. This motherfucker's going Hollywood.
I don't know where.
He's going Hollywood.
Maybe not a green screen. Maybe it's a poster that looks like a stadium behind him or
that's
something.
Pretty
you
sad.
Know, it's a fucking basement somewhere with dark paneling on the walls. But he makes it look like he's in some big empty stadium, but he's just not.
Why would you do that? Okay, I don't want to get it.
Because he's Coach Dave, man. He's coaching.
I see. Now
Coach Dave for the Lord.
Therefore, those old laws don't apply anymore. We cannot do that.
Man, him and Alex Jones are fired up today, aren't they?
Why would it be an empty stadium then? He's Coach Dave talking to no one. Why is it in a full stadium? I don't understand.
It's behind
it.
Him as if he's he's giving the post-game wrap-up.
Oh, okay.
Or pre-game.
I think it's a mistake to not have people in those stands. It's stupid.
Well, I don't believe it's real.
Okay.
I don't think he had a choice. I think he unrolled the poster that's sitting on the wall behind him.
Right, I understand. Okay.
We just read about it in Titus. You better figure out which side you're on.
Read about it in Titus.
Titus. Titicus 69.
Titus Andronicus.
Titus.
We cannot do that. And we just read about it in Titus. You better figure out which side you're on
Titus.
And what it is that you're going to believe. Because we are in a war. Here you go, Daily Coast. And the homosexual agenda is out to recruit your grandchild.
Your grandchild.
Yes.
At least he knows his demographic.
All right. The homosexual agenda.
They're out to recruit.
I'm coming after your grandkids.
I heard one lunatic.
Softball players.
Trying to defend Milo Yiannopoulos. In saying that, you know, he was a victim and of being diddled when he was a kid.
Right.
that's what turned him gay.
Oh, yeah. That's shitty. God.
I heard one of these right-wing assholes was like, look what it did. It turned him gay.
Ugh. That's so fucked up.
Yeah.
Agenda is out to recruit your grandchild. That's why they're teaching it in the schools. Hey, that's why they're teaching it in.
What are they teaching in the schools?
I don't know.
Sodomy 101?
Yeah. HowToBeGay.com. I mean, listen, to me, the funny thing is like, he has two daughters that play softball. And they're also hot.
According to him.
It's so funny that they just happen to play softball because, like, that has got to be the. That's got to be ground zero for his nightmares. His daughter's turning gay. I mean, Coach Dave, I don't mean to add fuel to your little paranoia fire, but shit. I mean, it very well, he's right. There could be lots of lesbians there after your hot daughter, hot rich daughter of the Coach Dave Dobenmeyer fucking
fame. I would worry about a lot of the young boys after the hot daughters too.
Could you imagine you're dating some chick and you Google her father and it's Dave Dobenmeyer? you figure it out. You're like, your dad is Coach fucking Dave.
We're done.
Oh my God. You must be done. Fucked up. She's like, no. Here, you want some meth?
Here you go, Daily Coast. And the homosexual agenda is out to recruit your grandchild. That's why they're teaching it in the schools. That's why they're teaching it in the Girl Scouts and the Boy Scouts and Disney and everywhere you look.
Disney?
How to tie a balloon knot.
The Girl Scouts, the Boy Scouts, and Disney.
Oh, yeah. Come play with my balsa wood pine wood right. Derby. I'm going to tie a little hitch. I'm going to tie up with one of these hitch. What are those stupid trailer hitch?
Watch.
I'm going to tie your elbows back with a trailer hitch and make you suck my dick.
Hi, kids. It's Mickey. Today we're going to talk about felching.
Yes. I'm going to teach you how to start a fire with my cock.
They're trying to recruit. They have to recruit. They can't reproduce.
They have to recruit. They can't reproduce.
I love that one. That's a great one.
That's a great Coach Dave.
That's a good, like, hey, Coach, you got any merch? Put that on a fucking trucker hat. That's funny. I mean, a little wordy for a hat. Maybe it's a t-shirt. I don't know.
That says what?
Recruit. They got to recruit because they can't reproduce. Ugh. So stupid.
Obviously taking time away from harassing women, going for health care in Ohio, Coach Dave Dobenmeyer.
God, what a nutball.
Perpetual victim. because he couldn't get a job. Remember coaching because he refuses to...
He didn't want to teach tetherball, right?
At a public school, he refused to not Jesusify everybody. Yeah. So nobody would hire him, and he Christian persecution, of course.
Can you imagine if you're a principal and you're like, listen, again, Dave, we don't want to refill your spot. We like having you here. It's great. Don't talk about Jesus when you're coaching. That's all you have to do. That's all.
Right?
That's nuts. He can't not do it.
It's like clinging shit.
Right.
You know, I read something about him not that long ago, more about, like, what he did, why he got kicked out of the Navy.
Yes.
He was going to these right-wing, like, Christian things in his uniform.
Right.
And they were like, don't do that. Is one of the things.
Yeah, because you're speaking for us,
well,
right?
Right. And he said, well, but Jesus.
Nah.
And it's just one of the reasons that he was kind of axed to leave.
Right. Bye-bye, but Jesus.
But
Jesus.
There's a story out today from Politico.
Okay.
Thanks for joining us, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for listening. Don't forget, if you want to help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media, you can buy shit on the internet through our Amazon portal. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. You buy, we get a little nibble, a little taste.
Yes, an ass nibble.
Doesn't cost you anything. Just helps us out here at Screaming Liberal Media.
I guess... Oh, God bless you. Oh, that's a cough. I take that back. You don't get anything from God for a cough.
That's right.
You get shit.
Fuck you.
Yeah, fuck off. Walk it off, pussy. That's what you get. I mean, this. I was going to say something about Alex Jones. Oh, yeah, you're saying we're screaming liberal media. If we're that, then what the fuck is he, man?
He's not liberal.
He's conservative. But so, we're not that fucking crazy.
So over at Politico.
Hello.
You got a frog in my throat.
perf.
There's a report out now.
Yes.
That the staff, some of Donald Trump's staff.
Staff.
Ugh, never say that word. Oh, yeah. Those words.
I got a big staff. Tiny little staff. I got a peg.
Under that orange gunt.
He's got just enough for a, I don't know. Some kind of ring toss game with a tiny little pole.
Oh, you're gross. Tiny little... Or you can throw lifesavers.
Your dick's so small, I can play ring toss with
you. Can play ring toss with the lifesavers. I'll be here all week.
He's got a little lifesaver. Yeah, I'm going to wait. Do you think he puts the lifesavers on his dick and then he waits to get an erection to see if they pop off?
It's like that kid's toy, right?
Explode?
Pile up all those rings.
Oh yeah, it's just like that.
They're
except
all different
with,
sizes.
Except with Donald Trump's penis.
Melania, bring out the lifesavers.
Yeah, she ain't moving to the White House. You can. That's not happening. Fuck that.
They're on the phone.
God, she hates him so much. He even has a place at the White House. She doesn't want to go. He's that big of a fucking asshole.
Yeah, she's like, I'll meet you at a I'll meet you at a rally, and I'll recite the Lord's Prayer and leave.
Yeah. Our Father.
That's so fucked
who art
up.
In heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Oh, shit.
She
replaced Michelle Obama.
Over.
Bam.
Over at Politico, they published a report saying that this is going to come as a shock, Ryan.
Shocker.
The President of the United States.
POTUS.
Donald J. Trump.
Right.
Requires constant praise and that they have to limit his media consumption. They're all handling this adult.
It's like if he were Reagan, but instead of Reagan, they use Bonzo.
Right. The one former insider claimed if candidate Trump was upset about unfair coverage, it was productive to show him that he was getting fair coverage from outlets that were persuadable. So he would be watching CNN and be like, oh, my God, I can't believe this data about me. And they would say, but look over at Breitbart.
Yeah.
Breitbart loves you. Fox and friends, listen to Ducey. Hi. Right. Oh, the president today. Oh,
yes, the racist Nazi people. They don't have any problem with you. God, they got to limit his media consumption.
The former staffers have said he reads little, but is addicted to cable news.
Oh, my God. So he sits there and he watches the news all day and he doesn't read.
Oh, according to this report, to curb his urge to tweet. So they got to constantly put shiny things in front of him to keep the baby from reaching for his Android.
Oh, my God. He's a spoiled rich little man, baby.
They said during the campaign they had to show him positive coverage from friendly outlets. Oh, look, like Breitbart, Fox News, like the Daily Caller.
Listen,
and
yes,
InfoWars.
Oh my fucking God. They show him an InfoWars segment or something, and
so they said that he would see that there was good stuff being said about him, so that would calm him down. He wouldn't feel the need to tweet back vitriol at whatever latest injustice he was being served.
Oh my fucking God. That's like I don't know. How do you feel after hearing that? Are you encouraged or not?
Oh, yeah.
Are you discouraged?
Much better, thanks.
Jesus. He's nuts!
From Politico, quote, the in-person touch is also important to keeping Trump from running too hot. One Trump associate said it's important to show Trump deference and offer him praise and respect as that will lead him to more often listen. You got to lube the fuck out of that hole before you can get in there.
Oh, God, you really got to suck his dick. What a needy motherfucker.
They say if he becomes obsessed with a grudge, his aides need to try to change the subject, like a little rattle for a baby.
Niagara Falls. Yeah. He's so ridiculous.
They say leaving him alone for several hours can prove damaging.
Oh, my God. Like, they mean damaging, like he'll tweet weird shit or he'll talk to somebody.
Like you left
a fucking phone call.
The 2-year-old in the kitchen and you don't have the clips on the cabinets with all the chemicals.
Or it's like if you left Kate alone and she wandered into the fucking bathroom.
The dog? And like knocked, I caught her yesterday?
Knocked over the fucking trash.
I caught her yesterday gingerly pulling tissues out of the trash.
That's so fucking gross, Kate. Why do you do that? It's like that. This is bananas.
They said if you leave him alone, it can prove damaging because he consumes too much television and then gripes to people outside the White House. He makes phone calls.
So wait, is this guy, I mean,
they say here at Raw Story, they
say, does anybody believe he's gonna bring peace to the Middle East? Somebody like this.
Well, this is funny because they say with Trump's wife and son,
yes,
living in New York, the staff is speculating the president may have difficulty overcoming obsessions with negative coverage and stuff like that.
So Melania,
wait a second, like he ever saw Melania and Barron in New York? Barron has his own floor.
Does he really? He does.
I told you that.
Oh, we had to...
He's got his own floor in Trump Tower. His own floor.
I want that!
At 10 years old.
I want a floor.
Overlooking...
Man!
Manhattan. Overlooking Central
Park.
Near Central Park, right?
Wait, how... That guy is going to grow up to be a monster.
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe.
He's got his own floor. He's 10 years old.
But now with all the negative... all the negativity that his father is eliciting, maybe he'll rebel. Maybe he won't turn out like Uday and Kuse. Maybe he'll be the fun weed-smoking musician, bisexual musician who fucks a black guy and a transgender girl or something.
You know, I was this is totally completely off topic, but the other day I was in the shower and I made a prediction. I think Miley Cyrus is going to run for office at some point in her career, and she's going to get. We're going to see that in the next.
What segue of Barron Trump turning into a bisexual musician?
Yeah, can't you see it though?
I guess bisexual musician led you to Miley,
right? You can see it, though. I can see her running for office. I like her. She's liberal.
Maybe in, like, 30 years or so, she'll flip and she'll turn, like, really conservative and end up in Branson or something.
Right. I was trying to think of a child.
Swinging it on a wrecking ball. Right.
I was trying to think of somebody who grew up rich, like Miley Cyrus did, and she turned out to be, you know, a non-monster, maybe. I mean, I guess. I don't know.
So there you go, a report out of Politico that the president cannot be left alone.
That's nuts, man, because he might hurt us. He might hurt the country.
I like the speculation, though, that Melania is some kind of a...
Like what?
Stabilizing force or something.
Okay. Well, they're not allowed together. You know, I tell you this much, hearing that, how bored he is and how easy, like, he has to be amused. You're telling me that Trump never sidles up to that dude who's got the nuclear football? He's like, show me it again. Open it up.
If I press this button.
Yeah, he's doing
what happens? What happens if I press this button?
Doing it all the time. That's his favorite guy, the guy with the nuclear codes. You know he looks at that thing. He runs his fingers over. He jerks off a little bit.
The Thanks for joining us, everybody. Oh, yes. We're here 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific every goddamn weekday, 5 to 7 on the Eastern Coast live. Then we're on iTunes and Stitcher. And, hey, leave us a good review if you would be so kind. It helps us out.
Right. Like, I could see Miley Cyrus on, like, a city council spot. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, sure.
I mean, she's a do-gooder. I don't think that's that crazy.
Right. I don't think. We talked about Brombeck already.
Oh, yes.
That one. Did you see, speaking of Ivanka.
Ivanka.
Did you see that she's been hit with a tax lien in New York?
Oh, no.
Pay your fucking taxes, you rich assholes.
Wow. That's crazy. She's rich, right? She's rich.
Yeah. She's been hit with a lien, failure to pay back taxes, owed by her New York jewelry store.
No, it's not even like...
They say she owes over $5,000 in taxes related to Ivanka Trump fine jewelry. Officially listed as Madison Avenue Diamonds, LLC, located in Trump Tower.
Oh, shit. God, that's nuts.
According to the report, the high-end jewelry business routinely sells items in the... If you want to go pick up a little bauble, Ryan, in the $1,000 to $20,000 range.
Oh my God! We just need to storm the streets and pull a Les Mis, baby. Fuck this! That is insane, man. By the way, I saw a picture of Trump and his whole family on one, like a whole of them all together, and Tiffany included. Ivanka is the most attractive one in that group, hands down.
Yeah, well, Melania.
Melania was a model.
Great tits.
Really good looking, but like...
See them on the internet.
No, but if you just look at their faces, like Uday and Kusei are just... Especially Uday.
Well, yeah.
He's got those little ass nibbler teeth.
Ivanka had been previously ordered in a different case to pay back more than $2 million...
Yes.
In a breach of contract suit after she stopped making payments to a supplier for her jewelry business. She's just like daddy. They don't fucking pay. Oh, but they're great businessmen. They're brilliant businessmen.
Why aren't they paying? What is the big fucking deal? You bought it.
They're scammers. They are dishonest, privileged scam fucks.
Scam fucks.
They take advantage,
right?
And then they take advantage of little people and then threaten
them
to bury them for years with litigation,
right?
That you can't afford.
By the way, at Embrace Madness,
Celeste,
yes, thank you for the tweet. She tweeted out a picture of Melania and Ivanka at the inauguration,
spooning. Oh.
And they were flanking Kellyanne Conway.
Oh,
in that fucking outfit she wore at the inauguration. I forgot she wore that. I just saw it again.
That Nutcracker outfit?
That is fucking insane. Why would she wear that? She's like a fucking buffoon.
I don't know.
We understand you're from America. We get it.
Probably pissed Trump off.
Because it's the inauguration.
It took attention away from him. On his pretty day. She's the guest at the wedding that outshone the bride.
You know, there's only one person on this planet ever that has ever walked this earth that would look at home in that gown. And I'll tell you who that is.
What Kellyanne Conway was wearing?
Yeah. You know who would look good in
coat.
That?
Yeah.
Prince. Prince could rock that. Prince could rock the shit out of that.
He would have cut the ass cheeks out of it, though.
Oh, for sure. Of course. It's a fucking outfit, though. What a lunatic. By the way, and I don't want to make any fat things or whatever, but is Donald Trump getting heavier?
I've seen some of these, these alleged... rogue accounts,
rogue
government Twitter accounts, where it's allegedly staff that are anonymously posting from various departments in the government,
right?
Whistleblowing and shit, and a couple of them that have seemed to be possibly not untrue,
right?
A couple of the bigger ones frequently tweet out that he like binge eats junk. Like, he just like he had three Big Macs.
Who the fuck
like
is our president?
They've got like a world class amazing chef there, and he's ordering fast food and pizzas and stuff like that. And one tweet I saw said that he ate like four donuts or something. Yeah. He was pissed off about something. Damn. Something Spicer said, so he ran and power ate four donuts.
I would get fat at the White House. Dude, imagine.
If you've got a world-class
chef. How much
chef,
fun is that? You're upstairs playing
Pick up
Monopoly,
the phone and be like, watch this.
You're stoned as hell. It's like, I need
homemade mac and cheese.
I need four shepherd's pies up here.
Right, right.
With fucking whatever. And some nachos. You get anything you want.
Absolutely.
This fucking guy's ordering out. That should be fucking illegal. It should be illegal. That should be illegal. They should have a... Because when you go and you have a party at a catering place or whatever...
Well, do they have a McDonald's?
You're not allowed to bring outside food.
On the White
food.
House grounds.
You're not allowed obviously. To bring... You're not allowed to bring outside food inside the venue. That's it.
How do they keep it warm? You obviously have to send a toady out of the White House grounds to the local... McDonald's.
That's this guy's job. There's just one guy. I bet you his job is he takes Popeye's chicken
in and out
fucking...
through security.
They must send somebody. They send somebody.
I think he sends
stupid
Ben Carson. Go pick up the barbecue. You people know about that stuff.
You think that's crazy? I don't. I think he could definitely.
Ben, what are you doing? You better go pick up the pizza.
I'll tell you this much. I tell you, if they had something like a pickup basketball team in the White House, I bet you Trump would draft Ben Carson first. He would be like, oh, I'm going to go with the black guy, the one black guy. I get him. I'm the president. I get the black guy, okay?
They're good at the athletics.
It's so... Oh, God, it's all so stupid.
A little bit of Trump's America here. We've got... this is also from Ra's story. This was on a plane.
Oh, my God.
I don't know how good the audio here is, but this was a United flight.
Yeah, I was just thinking, can you imagine the stories the Secret Service are going to have after covering Trump?
Oh, my God.
You can't even get it.
A Chicago to Houston flight.
Yes.
Houston, Texas.
Fuck you.
Leaving my hometown, Chicago.
Okay.
United flight 1118 this past weekend. They experienced a little disruption.
Oh, I hate that shit.
Let's call it.
I hate anything like that on a plane.
Before they had taken off, though.
Yeah.
I believe.
I don't even like when people are loud on there. It freaks me out.
When the flight attendants tossed a dude.
Tossed.
Who started making disparaging remarks about a Pakistani couple.
Oh, God.
According to the local news station, KHOU in Houston.
Hey, man.
The Pakistani couple was dressed in traditional cultural attire.
Oh, shit.
Uh-oh.
God, what in the fuck? Thy word.
Says they were, the couple was just putting their bags in the bins.
Fuck you.
And this fucking asshole. Bitch ass bitch, as Brent Paris, the Hollywood hick, would say.
Yes.
Started asking them if they have bombs are in their bags. Those bags got bombs in them? You got bombs in them? What you got in them bags? You got a bomb there?
Dude, sometimes... It's embarrassing to be American. That's embarrassing. That's embarrassing. It's embarrassing to be a fucking human being.
So the other passengers got pissed off.
Oh, my God.
Somebody complained to the flight attendant, and the flight attendant said, you're going to have to get off the plane.
To who?
To the asshole.
Oh, yeah,
who was saying, you got a bomb on that, baby? You got a bomb on
that? You're not allowed to say bomb and all that bullshit on a fucking plane, dickhead.
Then that said that led him
right.
And the woman he was with. A real prize.
Oh.
To go into an obscene tirade against the whole plane.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Damn.
Here's a little...
we've got audio.
Now we got whipped out We've got somebody whipped out their cell phones.
Hey, okay. Man.
Okay.
Yeah. Sir, you're going to need to collect your belongings. They had nothing to do with this, you guys. Let's go.
I didn't say anything.
Collect all your belongings, please.
Oh.
Happy flight home.
Yeah. Hope you stay there.
Oh, my gosh. Get out of here.
Meanwhile, the woman that he's with is flipping off the people who are filming them with cell phones. She's just waving her finger as they're trying to pull their shit out of the overhead compartment.
I just want to say, good for whoever that woman is who said, "Oh my God, get them out of here." That's so funny.
Oh my gosh.
Turn it outside.
Get out of here. Racists aren't welcome in America. This is not Trump's America.
Racists aren't welcome in America. This is not Trump's America. And this asshole and the woman he's with are smiling and waving to the camera as they're pulling their stuff out of the overhead bin. They're so proud of the big joke that he made about those Muslims from Pakistan. Oh, you got a couple bombs. Yuck.
But they're martyrs.
Oh, of course.
To these loons.
Oh, sure.
This is not Trump's America.
Goodbye, racist.
Goodbye, racist.
That is fucking awesome. Goodbye, I love that.
Racist.
Bye.
Yeah, fuck you.
Goodbye, racist.
Hey, I'll come back. You'll be gone. Bye.
Okay, will you?
God.
Bye now.
There you go. This is on a flight as you're getting ready to take off from Chicago to Houston.
But why did that person have to make the comment about the bombs?
He was harassing Pakistani people.
I mean, that
probably had a couple of cocktails in the bar.
It's out of nowhere.
Before the flight.
It's bananas, man. It's bananas.
And it got bad enough to the point where people complained. And then he's the victim. They're the victims.
Yeah.
White Buana.
Oh yeah.
Taken off of a flight and just beaming, smiling as they're leaving. And then he turns around and says, "You just wait. Yeah, you're going to be gone. I'm coming back. You're going to be gone." So he really thinks
that they're getting deported.
He thinks that they are going to be ejected from the plane and he is going to be vindicated. That ain't what happened.
Right.
They never got on the plane.
Damn, that's awesome.
So fuck them.
Right.
But
he thinks Trump's going to deport him anyway.
But he was saying that to the woman who was filming.
Oh, yeah.
Who was... an American. He thought they're going to get kicked off. Everybody's going to get kicked off. Because you hurt his First Amendment rights.
Ugh. What a fucking asshole.
To talk about the poor Pakistanis.
So embarrassing.
Ugh. Trump's America.
Hey.
Like all the
good for
the Jewish
people,
centers,
man.
And all the temples that are being threatened with bomb scares and shit like that, and
I mean,
Trump yesterday finally was like, when he was speaking at the African American Museum.
Oh yeah, sure.
He was like, "Anti-Semitism's bad."
He didn't say anti-Semitism. That's where he didn't say it. Though.
No, he did.
Oh, he did say it.
Yeah.
There. Okay.
He finally got to the point where he had to say something.
They
because
made him say it. Say it.
After he yelled at that at the Jewish reporter.
Sit down.
At that shit show of a press conference that he had.
I mean, what?
Sit down.
What a fucking shit show.
Right. And then he took it as the guy even opened up the question saying, "Look, I know that you and your staff are not anti-Semitic."
Right.
But what do you have to say about the rise in all these anti-Semitic bomb threats and the hate that's coming up? And what do you say to those who say that your campaign or whatever didn't disavow it enough or whatever. And Trump lost his fucking mind right away.
Yeah.
He was pissed that the guy was calling him anti-Semitic. "I am the least anti-Semitic person you've ever met, ever." Even before there were Jews, I was anti-Semitic.
Imagine we have
an anti-anti-Semitic.
Right. Imagine we have a president that's so insane that even... let's say Trump, for argument's sake, is racist and is anti-Semitic. Let's go in that fantasy world.
Sure.
I mean, wouldn't he like? I mean, at some point, I don't know. Doesn't he have to make good on that?
That he's not anti-Semitic?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, he's got a daughter who's all Jewy and stuff now.
Yeah.
Did he point? That's what he pointed to. My daughter and my son-in-law and my grandkids.
Yeah. God, I just think about these people who keep waiting for him to act presidential. Jeez.
But then he hires Bannon.
Oh, yeah. Nutball.
Who allegedly
an apocalypse
said, I don't want to send my kid to school where there's a bunch of Jews.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit.
Thanks for joining us this Wednesday. We're back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern Time Coast, iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com. Don't forget crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you buy, we get a little nibble, a little taste. Ryan's going to be doing some comedy soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed, at Rated R Comedy. Go to his Instagram feed, at Rated R Comedy, or go to his website, which is RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vial on Twitter and Instagram at Vial Experience. Oh, so freaking Vial.
Back tomorrow, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram at crabdiving.